Well, good morning. Off a weekend that wasn't quite as summery as what last week was, but here we are. We're starting out another journey. Every other Monday, our friends join us from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, our community hospital, and joining us this morning remotely, we have Sarah Wyans, and she's checked in with us before. First off, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Monday.
Yes.
Got coffee?
Yes, absolutely.
Can't do it without it.
Right.
Folks, if you don't know Sarah, she is in the audiology practice operations, not just in it, but she's the director. And a couple weeks ago, we chatted with some of your compadres, Sarah, and we talked about the importance of speech and hearing. And we're going to do something similar today, but we're going to do a little backstory because we've got a celebration going on, right?
That's correct. 10 years.
10 years. Boy, the time flies. And that was actually over the weekend. It was June 3rd, wasn't it? 10 years ago?
Yes. 10 years ago, we opened our doors officially on June 3rd.
Does it feel like it?
It doesn't. It's flown. Well, I can't believe it's been 10 years already.
Yeah, well, in 10 years, a lot of things have changed in technology. So let's do what we didn't get to do with the other gals. Let's do a little backstory here on the history and how things have changed.
Sure. So we've had ENT and audiology services in our community a little longer than 10 years. But 10 years ago marks the start of our ENT and audiology services here in a new space that we had created. We are part of Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, and we moved into this beautiful suite that we have here in the Richard Block Building, which is located right on Hospital Hill. It's the same building that the Fresenius Dialysis Center and Dartmouth Cancer Center are in. Within our suite, we also have speech and language pathology and palliative care as well. So many folks may have visited us in that suite for different reasons. But 10 years ago was the start of ENT and audiology there. We also started working in collaboration with Littleton Regional Healthcare and their providers that were working with us. It was the official name of our practice is North Country Otolaryngology and Audiology, which is a lot of big words. So we often just refer to it as ENT and audiology, ear, nose, and throat, and a lot easier for folks to pronounce and say on the phone and remember, well, ENT.
I'm going to inject a little humor here. I'm sitting here looking at our notes, and I'm going, how in the world am I even going to be able to pronounce that word? And
yes.
Folks, Sarah just alluded to ENT, ears, nose, and throat. Now, our chat a couple weeks ago, Sarah, we discussed the importance of hearing and speech mm-hmm. in all of the age groups. What would you like to highlight?
So I'll take the opportunity to highlight a little more than with ENT and ears, nose, and throat. So we see everything in the head and the neck, not just ears, nose, and throat. We help with ear infections, might see someone for hearing loss, tonsils, adenoid evaluations, thyroid, sinus problems, nose problems, dizziness. A lot of folks don't know we do a lot of bumps, lumps, cysts all over on the head and neck, cancer screenings. We remove things on the head and the neck, headaches, migraines. We have some facial plastics, therapeutic Botox, cosmetic Botox, allergies, environmental and food. So there's a lot that goes on in the head and the neck that we address, and all age groups. We have seen pediatrics down to just a few days old to folks in over 100. So anyone in between.
Can I ask you something, Sarah, real
sure.
quick here? Now, I'm a dad. Now, he's no longer a kid anymore, but it seems, and you can tell us because you've done this for quite some time, ear infections, nobody's free of them, but are they more frequent in, say, toddlers and those that are much younger? Is that what you find?
I believe so, Jeff. That is, we see a lot of ear infections with pediatrics, for sure. They're definitely, we have ear infections in adults as well, but we do see a lot of pediatrics for ear infections.
Well, thanks for answering that. Now, something I do remember from our chat last year when we were speaking about this, the number one thing not to do, okay, is it's a four-letter word in your industry, is the way you said it, don't use Q-tips, right?
Yes. Yes, we do say that a lot. Yes, if you struggle with needing your ears cleaned, I would definitely encourage you to seek out care from your primary care provider or to get a referral to come see us. Now, avoid using Q-tips and any of the other products that may be on the market similar to that.
Folks, with us again this morning, or Monday morning, Sarah Winans, Audiology Practice Operations Director, and I'm going to try your big words here, okay? Otolaryngology. No, I'm not. You say it, okay?
Otolaryngology and audiology. Yes, so I'm the Practice Operations Director for ENT and audiology, as well as speech and language pathology and palliative care that are also within our suite here. They all work closely together. We have, I can just go through a list of the providers that we have here for folks that they, so they know. In ENT, we have Dr. Dean Rankin, Dr. Fitzpatrick, Brittany Bigelow, our nurse practitioner, Danny Ballantine, our PA, our audiologist who was on a couple weeks ago, Dr. Kimberly Schaefer, our hearing instrument specialist, Julie Hall, and our speech and language pathologist, Laura Cannon, who was on a couple weeks ago as well. And then we have four palliative care providers, Dr. Joyce Dauberton, Dr. Elizabeth Newman, Kelly Lemieux, our nurse practitioner, and Ann Cowles, our nurse practitioner.
Boy, you did a great job at that. Folks, if you didn't catch all of those, just go to the NVRH website.
Yes, absolutely. Check out our website. If you have any questions, our phone number is 802-748-5126, as it has been for 10 years and more.
All right, Sarah, your final thoughts as we wrap things off and send you off to a full day's work?
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, the point of this is it's been 10 years and we're super excited by how far we have grown and come over 10 years, the amount of services that we've been able to add to what we are doing here, as well as expanded access. We've gone from having services 2 days a week to having multiple providers here 5 days a week, offering new services, expanded services as well. So we're just taking an opportunity to celebrate that, to celebrate the growth in our team and our services, and as well just to highlight to folks that we are here in your local community and we're right here on Hospital Hill in the Block Building. So spread the word. Feel free to give us a call if you have any questions. Get a referral to come to see us if you have any of those ENT or audiology or hearing aid needs. And yeah, we're looking forward to more great years to come and grow.
Well, the key word that you used there is what has kept us growing for 10 years. That's team. And it is an entire community that has come together as a team to help us with our wellness. Sarah, thank you so much for all you
do. Thank you. It's an awesome team here, and I'm super honored to be able to work with all of them here at NVRH in ENT and audiology and palliative care and speech and language pathology. We couldn't do it without any one of them.
Well, we enjoy our chats every once in a while. You get back to that coffee. We'll chat with you again soon,
Sarah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, folks. There's our chat for the week. And again, more information at nvrh.org. And we're on our way to our busiest hour with a morning cash call, your weather forecast, celebrity birthdays on the way at half past, and we're on another journey to the weekend here on Magic 97.7.